Rebecca Friedrichs, Activists in Schools Using Graphic Sex Ed to Groom Children. By Kyle Olson on August 3, 2020. Advocates for sexual liberation are using graphic sex education lessons to indoctrinate children. Rebecca Friedrichs, who was in the classroom for 28 years and now heads the nonprofit for kids in country, told The Kyle Olson Show. Their brand of sex education is child abuse. Friedrichs said of the lessons put forth by Planned Parenthood and the Sexuality Information and Education Council of the United States, SIECUS, through a coalition called Healthy Teen Network. Their comprehensive sex education, CSE, themes are echoed by the government's CDC agency, she said. CSE is the gateway to some very abusive curriculum, she said, before referring to one such resource provided to students by schools. Among other scandalous lessons, kids can obtain 5 tips for your sexual health during COVID-19 written by expert Elidore Valhall, a 2018 college graduate with a degree in environmental studies. Her tips encourage our kids to engage in sexting, solo sex, masturbation, pornography, self-dating and communications with online sex experts. Her lessons on how to masturbate provide extra tips for those with a clitoris. Dore Valhall assures your daughters that sexting makes women 4 times more likely to feel empowered and confident, and then provides links, including 54 sexting ideas that are so X-rated I cannot print them here. She asks, are kids interested in watching porn? And leads them to social media sex experts who instruct them in the use of sex toys and give them tips for dirty talk and sexual consent. Friedrichs explained the organizations also support the far-left candidates that pass laws requiring comprehensive sexuality education, CSE. Once passed, the organizations are paid to write and teach the curriculum, she said. Friedrichs said this resource and others are pushed by Healthy Teen Network, which she said is a non-secure site that can be accessed by anyone, regardless of age. She criticized the network's author, Elidore Valhall. Hall's biography states her work in the field of sex education stems from her senior thesis on ecofeminism that uncovered some systemic forces that perpetuate environmental, gender, and public health injustices. Friedrichs said the lessons offered by Healthy Teen Network are unsafe for children. In California, according to Friedrichs, the law requires schools to teach gender ideology beginning in preschool under the guise of anti-bullying. The truth is, what's actually happening is teachers and parents are being bullied. Children are being bullied if they oppose the indoctrination, she said. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.